This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thing for you to do. Good thing for all of us to do. Seven after the hour, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Kara. The focus on the Rio Olympics, the big O. Excuse me. I know. U.S. intelligence assigned 1,000 agents to Olympic security. Do you know that? Our government has 1,000 spies.
Not surprising.
Working in Rio to make sure the American athletes are safe. That's the hook. That's how they can justify it. We have all these American athletes. I think they're what, 400 something? Close to 500.
500 brave souls going to
Rio.
Right.
So all of these people, there are different sorts who are there. Some of them are speaking into their lapel. Hold on just a second. And then there are those who are analysts, special ops people. They are in Rio on the ground, have been for a month or more. This is a highly classified story that not many people know much about. There will be more of it. It'll unfold through the course of the weekend and the next week, because the Olympics start today and they go through a week from Sunday. A dozen highly trained Navy commandos are there. Special Operations SEALs are there. Marine Corps sharpshooters are there. Working with the Brazilian Federal Police. The U.S. military placed large military units on call should there be any terrorism or counterterrorism operation needed. How many people knew that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was actually a pretty big threat to Rio. There's been a little chatter about it.
Yeah.
And there was someone who actually the government lost track of, who was let go from Gitmo.
Uh-huh,
and I know. Imagine the government losing track of somebody.
Yeah.
And
it seems
highly unlikely.
All right. We're going to close Gitmo. Wait a minute. Didn't Mr. Hoban change it? We're going to close Gitmo?
Right. And he tried really, really hard. Yeah. But so this one guy just disappears into South America, and they thought that he was going to be involved with this potential plot to blow up the Olympics.
Really? Do you know, present tense, we have 17 different intelligence agencies in our country. I use the word intelligence loosely.
Right.
But there are 17 different agencies that are basically aimed at spying in some way, shape, or form. Armed services, human intelligence agencies, the spy satellite techies. There's all kinds of electronic eavesdropping, social media monitoring. 10,000 athletes have come from all around the world. So there are 1,000, and apparently most countries, and I didn't know this either, send their own security with their teams. Did you know that? There are 35,000 security people who are not Brazilians in Rio at the moment.
Hmm.
Monitoring any kind of social media account that might be connected to terrorism. The U.S. is leading the pack with their special computer networks, but all of these 35,000 people are supposedly tied together through some monitoring system or device to help protect these athletes and the folks who have come from the various countries. There are thousands of Americans. As much as we've talked about and the news media has done its best to discourage people from going, there are thousands of Americans in attendance. Tens of thousands of Americans in attendance. And so that's why our government is there with all these agencies. But the rest of the world sends their athletes and their protective services with them. I did not know that. If it was public knowledge, then I'm out to lunch.
It kind of makes sense, though. I mean, yeah. I guess I've never thought about it, but it does make sense. I mean, you want to protect who you're sending.
Yeah. There are in jail right now in Rio a dozen residents who have ties to Daesh.
Mm-hmm.
They were arrested, apparently some family of Lebanese descent that has links to Daesh. Justice Minister described the arrests as these people are amateur terrorists, but we're not taking any chances. Amateur terrorists. There's a new phrase. An amateur terrorist.
As compared to a professional.
College
to become a professional terrorist.
Only takes them getting lucky once to become full-fledged.
Yeah. And then they're not going to see anything but the virgins. But they've done... A lot of these people were trained in France.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the CIA is there, the NSA is there, Secret Service is there, FBI is there. The National Reconnaissance Office, I never even heard of them. Did you?
The NRO.
They're the ones who actually run the spy satellite system.
Wow.
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Good God. How many of these have we got? I never heard of some of these agencies before. So we have worked our system so that we're in direct coordination with 51 different countries. 800 intelligence professionals that are operating these 350 different devices. I am amazed at how we're just going to watch on television and think, okay, well, starting tonight, we have a rundown. We'll have that in the TV report, right?
Yes.
The rundown of what's going on tonight. And I just made a mistake. It's not this today through a week from Sunday. It's 2 weeks from Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's 17 days.
Right. And it's so many events. They actually started early. Kara brought up a great point the other day that they've already started doing some soccer games and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. So anyway, you'll be able to watch a lot of... Most of the NBC stations... You can go through this, Jen. Most of the NBC stations have various things going on during the course of the events. What is it? CNBC and Bravo, MSNBC.
Yeah, all the NBC-owned channels.
Mm-hmm. Right, yep. All right, so you get that information in the next half hour. It's 14 past this part of the hour. I'm Doug.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. For the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
16 past the hour, naughty and nice. You decide who's naughty and who's nice here. Jennifer and Doug. Kara's nice. But I'm talking about basically Jennifer and Doug.
Okay.
But here's something that's a side issue from the Olympics Other than the fact the Olympic Village is called unfit for occupancy, the contaminated water, Zika, all of that stuff going on there, there's a big to-do about this lady, I don't know if I can pronounce her name, Ibtihaj Muhammad?
I'm sorry, what?
I-B-T-I-H-A-J.
Yeah, okay.
She's the runner-up for the role of flag bearer. And people, how can you do that? She's a Muslim. She wears traditional garb. You will recognize her because she has a headscarf on, in accordance with her faith. First American athlete to complete, what makes this difficult is all the things that Donald Trump is saying about Muslims and whether Muslims ought to be banned from immigrating to the U.S. This puts a face on it. This lady is part of a family that immigrated to the United States, and she's the best fencer, arguably, in the world. And we'll figure that out. She's competing as a fencer. There are a lot of people. I don't know if they are in the... And my guess is that sports sort of eliminates all these barriers, so nobody's going to pay any attention. Nobody on the team will pay attention to her and her garb, because when she's competing, she has the headgear on. You can't see her anyway.
Right. They're teammates, too. I mean, yeah, I don't think that that's what brings people together. That's why these events, as much as you and I don't watch them, Dougie, I know Kara does, they actually do good for us, because they take away some of that division, and they unite people, and
absolutely,
we become a little more patriotic, and that's the good thing.
Yeah. No, this is a good thing all the way around, bringing people together. But it is interesting the politics of that and how it has stirred things up. All right, so what other questions do we have about the Olympics? Kara, what are you going to focus on? Are you really going to watch it every day?
Probably not every day, but I'm definitely going to watch it in the evening this weekend. And I realized the other day why I think the Olympics. I'm going to focus on swimming, probably. I like beach volleyball, too. But yeah. Michael Phelps is from Baltimore, and so when I was swimming around here growing up, we used to go, there's, you know, a championship for all of the teams in the area, and they would always swim at the place where he swam growing up. That's like where the big pool was that everyone swam at. So I think that's why it's so big for me, because, I mean, he's been in the last five Olympics. It's huge for anyone who grew up in the sport in this area.
The U.S. women's team in gymnastics won in London in 2012, and there are a lot of people who figure that they are going to win another gold medal. Simone Biles, who will probably win everything, and Lori Hernandez, who is yet another. I don't know anything about Simone Biles' background, but Hernandez is first generation American. You compare that with a Muslim story. What we are saying about Muslims today, what we used to say about Mexicans or Hispanics coming into the country, the Cubans.
Well,
I don't know.
I think it has more of an implication with the Japanese. I mean, because the Japanese people attacked Pearl Harbor, and I know for my grandparents' generation, they were the bad guys. You know, they were the ones that were trying to hurt America. And I think the problem with that, with Muslim, is that with Muslims, there are seven different types of Islam. I mean, seven plus different varieties of Islam. Mm-hmm. And so
The Protestant church has seven different flavors, too.
Right, right. So they're not
Methodist,
all of them
Lutheran,
are
Baptist. Yeah.
Sharia compliant. I mean, the ones that you really have to worry about are the ones who follow Sharia law, because they don't fit into Western culture. Sadly, the two just don't mix. It's like oil and water. Oil and vinegar is delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to worry about that, and then you have to worry about the ones who want to blow you up. And so I think Donald Trump has been vastly misquoted when he says, I just want to bar all Muslims from coming to this country. Instead, what he's really said is that he wants to put a temporary pause on immigration.
He says we don't know who these people are. They're just flooding the country.
Yes, and that there's nothing wrong with taking a minute, fixing the system so we can actually pay attention to where people are coming in from.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Lionel Richie musical news. This song, Dancing on the Ceiling, turned 30 today.
Wow.
This is the 30th anniversary of Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling being released. So in order to mark the occasion, Jen, video editor Robert Jones created an awesome 80s dance party video with all the characters from your favorite 80s films. What are we doing with this? How are we posting this? Is this our video of the day? Did I see that somewhere,
yes,
Kara?
Yes, it's up on DougStephan.com.
Wow. How about that? Being on top of things, you don't have to go anywhere else. We've got everything covered here from top to bottom. This Dancing on the Ceiling video features clips from the John Hughes movies, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, as well as some other movies, Better Off Dead, Howard the Duck.
Oh, that was the worst.
Twins. That was with Danny DeVito and Arnold, right?
Yeah, Arnold.
Dirty Dancing, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Hairspray, Footloose, and even the dinner party scene from Beetlejuice.
I'm glad the Better Off Dead gets mentioned here, because I know we've talked about it on the show before. That's one of my favorite movies.
Is
and
it?
My family used to watch that movie all the time. I watched it as an adult recently, and I'm like, wow, this movie's really weird. But I showed it to one of my friends who'd never seen it, because I don't know anyone my age who's watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she was a fan.
Other clips in the Dancing on the Ceiling video include something from Mannequin.
Jen, your favorite movie.
Yes, I love that
Kim
movie.
Cattrall busting a move there.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks in Bachelor Party and Big. God, 30 years ago?
Isn't that sad? I mean, it really is horrifying.
Bill Murray making the most of Drill Practice and Stripes. That's 30 years old. These are all movies that were popular 30 years ago. Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning.
Goodbye, your drums.
Right. Also, there's a clip from Prince in Purple Rain. Wow, this has got to be some kind of... This is a super way. You want to dance today? Go to DougStephan.com and go down memory lane, movie memory lane. Find a few films to add to your Netflix queue along the way as well. Netflix and their taxes, but people still going to watch Netflix. I haven't got mine hooked up at the house yet. I know it's here. I got to get Bob to sort of open
it. That's not that hard to do. You'll be good.
No, I can figure it out. All right, so anyway, Dancy, what about other Lionel Richie classic tunes do we have? Dancing on the
Say TV. You, say me.
Say me. Yeah.
Say it for always.
At first, I don't know that I was a big fan of Lionel Richie by himself or with the group. But then there are some things that have great stories. This is one of the great stories that he sings. Say you, say me. Crank this up, Jeremy.
That's the way it should be.
That almost sounds like the way he comes across in the war, the world, the name of the movie. The song they all did, those 84.
USA for Africa.
Right. Yeah. He sounds like that.
But that's because it's his voice.
I know that.
Amazing how that works.
Hey, nobody needs, you know what? There's an old expression. Everybody likes a little, but nobody likes a smart.
You're never one, ever.
Never.
Ever.
Well, I can afford to be because this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, so I can afford to be a little hoo-hooish. All right, okay. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria back on Monday, it would appear. 28 past the hour, celebrating Dancing on the Ceiling anyway. And Lionel Richie, that's where we are here at 28 past.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moves just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. I'll more next time.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
34 after the hour now. Doug and Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen.
And Dougie the best.
Yeah, Dougie the best. A story of mobsters getting arrested. Happy birthday to Meredith today.
Happy birthday, Meredith.
Somebody that I love dearly. Not easy. Nothing.
Not easy about being cheesy.
No.
Cheese.
No. There's hardly, there's not an aspect of my life that she hasn't touched.
She's even touched me a couple of times.
Really? She's your biggest fan.
I love her. I love
her. She is your biggest fan. All right. 40 mobsters from 40 crime families arrested in a big mafia bust. Pardon.
What? This is so exciting.
Jennifer.
I love this story.
I know you do. Mostly because of the names, the Genovese crime family, the Gambino crime family, the Lucchese.
Lucchese, isn't it?
Lucchese, is it?
I don't know,
Lucchese.
I think so.
Cheesy Lucchese.
Not easy being cheesy.
The Bonanno family.
Banana, Lucchese.
La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah.
That I like about them. Let's see, who are some of the important players who have been charged? 46 people were arrested yesterday by the New York Police Department and the Boston Police Department. Pasquale Perello, Joseph Merlino.
Let's call
Eugene
them what their names are, though.
Onofrio.
We got to call them by their names. Pasquale Patsy Perello. Eugene Rooster Owner Nofroio. These are good. Yeah. And then my favorite, I'm going to just say it for you so you don't get the letters, Dougie.
Okay.
Tony the Cripple got put away.
Tony the Cripple.
Yeah. Good Muscles got put in jail. Mustache Pat. Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Who else we got here? Maddie the Horse.
That's an unfortunate one.
He owned Umberto's Clam House. In
Why is this darn lifestyle so glamorous? Like, these people are criminals. Why does it seem so
glamorous?
We're
laughing at them. I know. Right, exactly. Let's see. Who else have we got here that's Yonkers Mackey?
Yonkers.
We've got any other names here? All right, so anyway, they're all suspected in killing one of the Gaudis. Is that right? Or having something
no,
to do
just,
with
it? It was a big bust. It was
No, John Gotti, the grandson, was also arrested.
Oh, he was arrested.
Yeah.
Okay.
For drug dealing, though. I mean, this is probably the biggest arrest in a long time. And the victims were between 24 and 80. The charges, extortion, loan sharking, smuggling, arson, gun trafficking, and other crimes, according to the federal indictment. I think one of my favorite parts of this story, though, is they had a rat, basically. There was a mobster turned witness who wore a recording device and a federal agent who posed as a member of
a long and happy life somewhere.
Right. If you know what happens to rats, nobody likes the rats. Right. But they talked about how there was an incident where they would use violence to intimidate and extort victims, including one involving glass jars and steel-tipped boots.
Really?
Didn't say what they did with any
like
of those
scene
things.
Out of Russia with love. All right. Speaking of crime, Swedish police. Say it again, Doug.
I like Swedish balls better.
You do. All right. Swedish Officer Michaela Kellner of the Swedish National Police Force, sunbathing with friends at a park in Stockholm when a man came up to these women pretending to sell magazines. This Kellner suspected something right away, lingering around. I told my friends to keep an eye on their things. But as soon as he left, one of my friends said, "Where'd my mobile phone go?"
Uh-oh.
She and a friend who was also a police officer sprang into action, chased the man down, tackled him, pinned him to the ground. She said, "I was acting on instinct, didn't think very much about it till after we'd pinned him down. When I sat there and looked over at our other friends who are not police officers, I realized that it probably looked pretty funny." Now, I'm not sure whether they were sunbathing in the nude or were they...
They were in bikinis.
They were in
bikinis.
They were
in bathing suits, yes.
Better story when you tell it, though.
Yeah, right. Makes it more...
So, I mean, we can forget that part if you want.
Really?
It's not that important.
Yeah. All right. The space exploration business is good this week. NASA's Kepler telescope has been busy on the hunt for alien life forms. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the number of planets? Apparently now that's all been categorized, and there are at least 4,000 new planets outside of our solar system, but yet within our galaxy, that have been discovered. Team of astronomers narrowing down the list of those with the most potential to have life. Apparently, the San Francisco University physicists have found at least 216 planets located within the habitable zone, which is an area around a star in which an orbiting planet's surface could hold water, like our planet. Third rock from the sun. That's what they look for. Isn't that interesting? They look for in the solar... This is so fascinating. Because, again, we're still in our galaxy where there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of suns, just like ours, with planets orbiting around them. And so they're looking at the third rock from each sun. Third and fourth out.
Interesting.
It is fascinating. Of those planets that they've found, the 216, there are 20 that are almost surely just like the Earth. That means they can focus, the scientists looking at these 20-some-odd planets, to do follow-up studies to learn more about it. How do they see them? They're so far, my God.
You have to squint really hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big telescope you need. So this is a milestone. This is pretty fantastic. I mean, think about it. 20-some-odd places where life is likely to be exactly like ours. 20 of them. In our galaxy alone, never mind what else is out there and the unnumbered galaxies that make up the solar system. And you laugh at me when I tell you that we all have come from other planets. You laugh at me.
Well, I don't know if I laugh at you. Maybe we did.
McFadden laughs at me.
Wow.
No, we did. I'm very comfortable with that theory.
So, frankly. Jen, what do you think, if you have an evil twin on one of these other 20 planets, what do you think its name is?
My evil twin's name?
Yeah. We all have one.
Cruella.
Cruella? Oh, original.
I would love an evil twin. That would be so fun.
All right, one other story here before we get to
it. A little soap opera action.
Mm-hmm. We're going to pay tribute to David Huddleston, who has passed away.
Mm.
And great character actor, television and movies. A television report coming up. First, though, the story of a 41-year-old Dutchman who spent 10 days at an airport in China waiting for his girlfriend. Alexander Kirk flew from Holland to China to meet a 26-year-old woman that he met online. He believed his girlfriend, identified by her name, her surname was Zhang, was going to meet him at the airport. But when he arrived, she wasn't there. She promised, but she wasn't there. A series of photos taken over 10 days circulated online showed him reclining in an airport chair. He stayed at the airport for 10 days.
A lot of Cinnabons.
Wow. Saying that they had agreed to wait a year before meeting in person. One day he sent me a photo of air tickets and I thought it was a joke. He didn't contact me. She apparently is a real person. She thought it was a joke.
She thought it was a joke. Well, yeah. How long? I mean, this guy obviously not so dateable if you sit in an airport right. for 10 hours. I mean, how long do you sit and wait before you go, maybe I should get back on the plane and go? And the guy was sick. He had to go to the hospital because he waited so long.
Well, when you've flown all the way to China, you might wait a little while.
Yeah.
Or you might try and contact them.
Or maybe you get a hotel and, like, enjoy your trip, you know? I mean, this is, you talk about ghosting. This is ghosting to the max.
Yeah, to the max. All right, we'll pay tribute to David Huddleston, who passed away yesterday. Remember, he was the sheriff working with Walker. He was in Walker, Texas Ranger, Murder, She Wrote, The Gilmore Girls, The West Wing, Wonder Years, a lot of movies as well. We'll talk about his big role in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. For the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, 46 after the hour. The character actor David Huddleston, who was the titular lead in The Big Lebowski, remember that?
Sure.
He was in Santa Claus, the movie.
So many things.
Blazing Saddles, The Producers. He said that, according to his wife, his best role was that of Benjamin Franklin in the play 1776. He was in the Air Force, studied acting on the G.I. Bill. But, Carrie, you would know, if you don't recognize his name, you'd absolutely recognize him in a second. And his voice, too. He had a very unique voice. Passed away at the age of 85. So, there's a note in history. All these great character actors that we love and don't always necessarily recognize, at least by name, you pay tribute to them when you see their picture. Netflix getting more expensive. State of Pennsylvania adding 6% sales tax. How much do you watch Netflix, Jen?
Use it? You know, I use it not as often as I should, but I don't have a lot of time to watch a ton of TV anymore. So I use it a fair amount, maybe like 10% of my TV viewing.
Kara, what about you?
I probably watch an episode or two a couple times a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to Netflix, you think of some of the older films, but then there's the or older TV shows. Arrested Development apparently getting a fifth season on Netflix.
Cool.
You've been watching that 7 years after being canceled. It was resurrected on Netflix, 15-episode season. Everybody was all back together again. But it was, look who's on this. I didn't realize Jason Bateman was in it, Portia de Rossi, Will Arnett, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, there were a lot of big
people in it. That's cult following for that show.
Yeah, I was a little late to the party. I didn't know about it until after it started, so I've only seen a few episodes.
Yeah. All right, Game of Thrones ending after season 8. No loss there. What a horrible thing.
Look at you.
Jesus Christ.
Love it.
Awful. The Gilmore Girls have a release date. Reboot. It's going to be on Netflix, another Netflix. Everybody, all the stories are on Netflix.
Yeah.
November 25th, series starts with an episode called Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. All the major stars have returned to the series. So there's a lot of buzz at Netflix about that. Have you been a fan, both of you, a fan of the Gilmore Girls?
You know, my friends were growing up. They loved the Gilmore Girls. I never got into it too much, but I watched a few episodes.
Yeah, I like it. And what they're doing, I believe it's 4 1-or-2 episode. They're going to do one for each season. And so instead of just doing a whole new show, they're just going to do 4 specials.
Really?
And then that's going to be the end of it. Hmm. Until the next.
Okay,
reboot.
Yeah, the next time around. Exactly. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, it's all about the Olympics tonight, Dougie. Yeah. It is the opening ceremony in prime time on NBC, live from Rio, officially kicking off the Summer Games, the first, by the way, held in South America. The event will feature welcome speeches, they'll hoist their flags, they'll do the parade of athletes, and it will also showcase Brazilian culture. Matt Lauer, Meredith Vieira, and Hoda will report on that, and it will kick off a weekend and then 2 weeks following of all these events. Now, if that's not your jam, if you're a political mind, Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, he joins Real Time with Bill Maher. Also, of note...
How are they doing that? He's not there. They gotta
well,
have him
of
on
course
some
not.
Hookup.
Yeah, well, that's okay, though, right? I mean, can't they just do a phone call?
Yeah.
If you like sports, but maybe the Olympics aren't your thing... You can tune into Hallmark for the Kitten Summer Games. That's right.
Oh.
Adoptable kittens will compete in a variety of sports, including gymnastics, volleyball, wrestling. Beth Stern will host, and this will be good. You'll have appearances by Lance Bass,
Howard Stern,
Gabby Reese, and Charlie White. Mm-hmm.
Really?
She's very big with the animals, yes.
10 minutes before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
If you do, we're here as part of our engagement process, keeping your mind busy, thoughts of travel, where to go, where not to go, advice from the best. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com joins us with a focus on Europe, amongst other things, just a moment.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
All right, let's get started here with an overview of some travel news. 55 past the hour, Doug Steffen with Pauline Frommer, who comes from the Frommer family, the travel guides, Frommers.com, been around for a long, long time, do superb, fabulous work giving people ideas from their website. You can find out what's going on every week, where to go. Some beautiful pictures of Ireland I see on your website this week, Pauline.
Yes, we're spotlighting the natural beauty of Ireland this week, which isn't hard to do.
No,
you just go there with
a
camera,
right,
I think, and,
yeah,
and take a photograph. The thing we always try and tell people about Ireland is the lesser-known spots tend to be the more interesting. A lot of people go to Ireland and think they should go to the Ring of Kerry. The only reason they've heard of the Ring of Kerry is that's the only road in the country that has both sea views and is wide enough for tour buses.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the Ring of Kerry, you're going to be stuck in a traffic jam. Go anywhere else and you'll have a lot of serenity. So we would say that's the only part of Ireland to avoid.
One of the things I love wonderfully about the British Isles in general, but Ireland still has more. You can go to many places in England and still find those one-way, one-lane roads in the country, but you find lots of them in Ireland. It's a great thing. It's sort of a throwback to when I was much younger, liking it was when I first started going. It wasn't, 15 years after the end of World War II. And so, in the 60s, there was still a lot of stuff left over from World War II, frankly. I can't see much of it today. So, speaking of that, I saw the news media is always not our friend. Terrorism, here's the headline. Terrorism continues to scare away visitors from Europe. Well, I think we were talking about that last week, the phenomenon of what's happened in Paris and from Brussels and that sort of thing. A lot of hotels and restaurants are talking about how much of a slump they're in. This is an opportunity more than anything else, isn't it?
I think so. If you want to go to France right now, the occupancy rate at hotels is down a good 25%.
Yeah.
They've had to drop prices in order to compensate. You combine that with the fact that the euro is at a 20-year low against the dollar, and you have incredible bargains, particularly in France, particularly in Belgium, two countries people are more nervous about, but also in Ireland, also in Spain, Portugal, Italy. It really, there's never been a better time to go to Europe, I think.
You know what I find interesting? Also, a lot of people, no matter what the news media said, have traveled to the Olympics. I was talking to one of my colleagues that works with me on the air, who's on his way to Columbia yesterday, and the plane from Washington to Miami was loaded with people who were going to change in Miami for Rio. There are plenty of people in Rio, I think. I don't know where they're staying. But a lot of cruise ships apparently went into Rio to act as hotels close by.
Yeah. I mean, the dirty secret about the Olympics is all of the countries buy up blocks of rooms, and they never fill them all. So if you want to go to Korea, it's probably too late for Rio.
Yeah.
Just go at the last minute. I've done that for China, and I did that for London, and it worked like a charm.
Check out the advice, Frommers.com. Pauline Frommer here with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.